B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Bye. Morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
Well, I was thinking about what Kevin Ross was telling me about Brady. Like, wow, man, like, just imagine. As much as we all hate him for good reason, right? Like, he plays some other. Like, I really admire him. I was thinking about all the flaws that I have, right? And how I wish I had the Brady way. Like, he's got this guru, personal trainer, that with him, like, all the time. It's what drove Belichick insane.
Right.
Right, because all the power was going to Brady. Because all the players were like, yeah, I want whatever he's got. Right?
TB40, man.
Right. No, it's the truth. Like, when you got all, think about this for a second. Kevin said he loves football more than anything. Like, that's how much Brady loves football.
Yeah, his wife has been trying to get him to retire for, like, 4 or 5 years now.
I was thinking about that for
he won't.
This morning, I was thinking about the concept of someone wealthy beyond belief, right? Between he and his wife. I mean, and she's wealthier than he is.
Yeah.
Right? You think about that. And yet, he plays the game. Everyone prepares like it's his last one.
Yep.
Allows himself no, like, treats. And, like, you know, we go 2 days and, I got to have a beer. I got to have a drink or whatever. Blah, blah, blah. My man, nothing. No, you know, eats nothing filthy.
Well, here's what's crazy. So he's turning 44 in August. He's in tremendous shape. He just won the Super Bowl last year, right? And he's still playing well. It's not the Peyton Manning Super Bowl from, what, 6 years ago now?
Right.
Where Peyton looked old, right? And it was the Osweiler played a lot of the games that season. No, Tom Brady's still playing at a high level. He very well could play. If they get good offensive lines in front of him, which they will, right? Whatever team Brady's on, that team will make sure to have an elite offensive line in front of him. Could we see him play till he's 50?
Barring, you know, injury or, you know, sudden atrophy. I don't know. I guess.
I mean, he's getting ready for another season, right?
I mean, Gordie Howe played hockey. Gordie Howe played competitive hockey into his 50s.
Right.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
He wasn't, you know. I don't know. I mean, we could.
It's crazy.
Playing quarterback in the NFL, though. I mean, that's just another feat. Imagine that. I tell you, I was thinking about them, like, all right, like, what can I do to go I think I would live the Brady, like, we should all emulate, I hate to say it like that, but we should all emulate the Brady way.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't know. My thought is actually something that you said yesterday that we remember. I wrote down a specific topic and we could save this for another day, but I continue to think about it yesterday after, like, you burned something into my mind, and it was whether or not these teams deserve as much love as we give them. And yesterday just added to that, like, not only did the Phillies lose in embarrassing fashion, right, but the whole there's no control that we have, as you and I have talked about a lot of times. We have no control with these teams. I've been begging for Neris to not be the closer for 3 years now. And for 3 years now, he has proved me correct. And for 3 years now, has disappointed an entire city because he's now 10 of 15 in saves and is a mess. But it's not just Neris. It's We knew that this bullpen would have been improved from last year, but did we think it was going to be great? No, we still didn't think it would be great. We knew there was going to be holes in this lineup. There sure are. We know that there's holes on every team. And yet, as many times as we are right, it doesn't matter. The teams are still wrong, which is crazy.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Like, it pains me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand it. Like, I got to understand how Joe Girardi would trust him to close. Like, listen, I understand the perils of Alvarado, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, I mean, Andrew.
He's got stuff.
Listen, last year, the whole thing's a mess. I go Mulligan, all right? Like, you're right. He shouldn't have been a closer, but who else is going to be the closer?
Right.
Well, now.
You got another arm.
Yeah, two options, right? And I understand you with Bradley. But I look at Alvarado and go, why not give him the job and let him grow into it?
Like, even if both of them suck, at least you tried something new, because this experiment, it's like the Velasquez starting experiment. I've been watching this damn Velasquez experiment. I'll give him credit. He pitched well for a stretch this season, but he's now starting to go back to his old form, right? It's been 6 years. We know this already.
Dude, I hate, but again, it's not Vinny's fault. I mean, he is what he is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they tried him out there every fifth day, and it's like, God, talk about Groundhog Day. It's all the time.
What do you know? Velasquez got an early lead. What do you know? Velasquez led to blowing that early lead. I know Bradley gave up the home run, but runner's on. He loses it. It's disappointing.
Dude, all I kept thinking about, and I told you this the other night when I was all over Alvarado, and I just listened. I've seen him have meltdowns, and I've seen him where he can't locate, and it's not pretty. I get
Oh,
it.
No.
But, dude, again, he's a left-hander who throws legit gas, man. You see that? He threw a cutter the other night. Oh, my God. The thing.
His cutter's moving at, like, 97.
Dude. How does he make him the closer?
And yesterday, he struck out a batter in the eighth. 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Right at the knees. Like, who, they're not touching that.
Well, and that's my point, which is, if you're a closer, I need you to have supreme stuff. And that kid's got supreme stuff. You finally got an arm like that. And I understand, you know, teams have had trouble harnessing his, you know, his stuff. I get it. But I'd rather have that than Hector. How many times you're going to go watch him? And every time he walks in the game, I see the dude from Scarface.
Yep.
Every time.
By the way, second most blown saves in baseball this year. Hector Neris.
I see the guy from Scarface with the pock face, and he goes, not a leg, huh? You know, Chichi, get the yayo.
Yes.
I mean, we got to deal with Hector? Yep. Really? Ugh. Anyway, that is our morning thoughts. We'll come back to your phone calls, and back to commiserating here in the land of misery. The land of misery.
And I ain't Philadelphia anymore. It's the land of misery.
Well, sports misery.
Yeah, of course.
That's why we need to secede from the country. And later on, remind me to bring up this Levitard stuff.
Yeah.
Because I need to get that off my chest as well.
Alrighty.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.